Dave Lee Travis here with you, hosting the Christmas Day lunch with all the DJs. And at the moment, during the course of that record, you may hear way in the background Paul Daniels. He's down the bottom end of the table. He's taken all my stuff.
Yes, yes.
Except you, Peely Poo.
This is true, yes. Well, I don't understand it, see.
He's doing tricks down there, and he's driving them mad.
That's right, yes. They're up his sleeve.
Are you into magical tricks, though? I mean, do they impress you on television?
No, when I was very, very young, when I was a very, very young kid, I went to a party at a house that I was very intimidated by it all. And I was dragged up and had to be the conjurer's assistant. So I'm about 5 or 6 years old.
Yeah, you didn't have to get into a box or anything like that.
No, but it was embarrassing. You know, the whole episode was so embarrassing that I've had this thing about conjurers ever since. I come out in a rash when I see a conjurer. That's why I'm down this end of the table looking at it.
So we'll let Paul Daniels entertain
us. I will indeed. Today being Christmas Day, of course, we've dragged you away from what sort of a Christmas day to be here at the lunch?
Well, obviously it's because I've got dozens of children, so three, and another one on the way.
Sounds like dozens to me.
So it's their day, really. And I made a rule over the past couple of years, actually, when I'm working at home, if any of my children come into the room where I'm working and say, Daddy, can you, or Daddy, will you, whatever it is, always do it, you know, because when I was a kid, my dad was away fighting in North Africa. That's how old I am. And so I overcompensate to a certain extent. So it's their day. So when we're finished here, I shall whiz back to look after them, you know, and indulge them.
Well, that's not a bad way to treat Christmas Day, certainly with the kids in mind. But I would have thought, when I get to this point where I'm asking people for a favourite record, that you would have actually, if I hadn't have known, I mean, I do know now what you want to play, because I have to have the record with me, obviously.
Right.
But I would have thought that Jimmy would have been the one that you'd have picked.
That's
an all-time favourite.
That's funny, isn't it?
But in fact, it's the same band, but a different
band,
number.
Yeah. But Jimmy's my son's favourite record. Yeah. He comes in and he calls the Undertones the Jimmy Men. And it's quite good, because whenever I'm listening to records at home and I've got them turned up too loud, he comes in, or my daughter comes in, as three, and they actually say, Daddy, can you turn the records down a little bit? Which is the reverse of what's supposed to happen.
So which track are we going to have, Jim? Teenage Kicks, which I think is as close as anybody's come to making a perfect single. That's what I'm looking for, you know, is something. Still trying to find the perfect single, and this is close as anyone. Are you ever making a single?
Not a chance.
Oh, what a dream. Oh,
in that case, we are going to have it for Christmas. Cheers, that's right. Thank you, Doug.